Hello there, men. You know, I pray and hope that you had an awesome week of renewal, as we talked about renewal in chapter 11. I also want to thank Pastor Gary for asking me to do this week's video message on chapter 12 in 1 Samuel. I hope this has been as rich for you as it has for me. I just have always loved the book of Samuel, 1 and 2 Samuel, and I just have considered him to be one of the greatest leaders in the history of the world, much less just in Scripture. So today what I want us to do is I want us to talk about 1 Samuel chapter 12. Now, this is an interesting chapter because what has happened here now is that we've spent a lot of time on Saul and we've spent a lot of time on the early kingship of Saul from his confirmation or even before Samuel coming to him and kind of choosing him, God choosing him as king, and then his confirmation as king. And now going into chapter 12, we have a period where it's just Samuel and Samuel speaking to the people of Israel. And it's a very interesting dialogue that he has with them. It's almost a farewell address, but we do know that Samuel doesn't really go anywhere. He's just kind of relinquishing some control over to Saul. Because remember, Samuel was the judge of Israel, and as the judge, he was kind of the leader or the king, so to speak. But he worked under God's authority. And now Saul, being a king who's supposed to work under God's authority, is now taken over. And so Samuel kind of gives some instruction to the Israelites. And I think what's interesting in his instruction for us is to look at how he addresses them. This is a group of people who had been in so much turmoil. The only thing that they thought could help them or save them was to go backwards. And what do I mean by that? It was to go backwards to have a king. They felt like the root of their problems were that they had no king, no leader. They didn't truly look as to God as their leader. And we see this again, don't we, in the New Testament when the Israelites and the Jews wanted a leader and they wanted a king again. And they weren't bought into Jesus, the Messiah, a carpenter who came along. And so Samuel has this conversation and he basically tells them that they're living a life of emptiness, meaning that they're looking at their circumstances, they're looking where they are, and they're trying to find solutions in this king, in this position. And something that God's okay with, but what God said was, if you just placed me at the forefront, we wouldn't need a king. You would just need me. And so the Israelites are having a back and forth with Samuel, and he's talking about emptiness. And I don't know about you, but if you think about how we place earthly things in our way as being the things of accomplishment or the things that make us happy, they're really empty, aren't they? Because at the end of the day, what great success do we get from them? When we die, we know we don't take them with us. We have eternity as our ultimate prize. So when we look at where the Israelites were right now, though they had overcome these battles, though they had a king, there was still an emptiness. And Samuel noticed this. He noticed the emptiness was that they were not following God, that they had not seen what God had done or what he might do in their lives. And he makes a very interesting statement at the very end of chapter 12. He says, consider what great things God has done for you. And isn't that an awesome statement? I mean, think about that as a man. When do we really consider the greatness that God's done for us? I heard this statement a long time ago, and I think it's a great statement. No matter your circumstances, no matter where you're at right now, if your circumstances never changed, could you still be happy? Where do you find your happiness? As a man, do you find your happiness in what you've consumed, what you've bought, what you have, how big your family is, how pretty your wife is, how great your kids or well-behaved they are, how smart they are, how smart you are, whatever it might be? Or do you find your happiness in God? Because that's what Samuel's saying. Consider what God's done for you. He warns them, if you don't obey God, you will end up in the same position. This thing will repeat over and over again. And we find that it does. It repeats later on in the Old Testament that they go back to another dark period. They go back to having to rely on the prophets. They go back to really evil and bad kings that are corrupt and are not following God. And it takes God saying, you know what, enough of this. I'm going to give you a Savior. And that's where Jesus comes in the Gospels. So my question to you is, what is it that you consider when you're in a depressive state, when you've lost, relationships or money, when things aren't going exactly the way you think things are, when you're bitter or you're upset or angry? What is it that you consider? Do you consider the state of where you are? Or do you consider the things that God has done for you? The fact that He's given you these opportunities. The fact that He's given you this family. The fact that He's provided for you. Those are the things that we should consider. And that's what Samuel was trying to get the Israelites to understand. So I'll leave this with you. Being a man's not easy. We feel like we have a lot of responsibility. We're placed in the leaderships of our homes and our communities. But what I will say to you is, if you consider God, if you say and can answer this question, if my circumstances never changed, could I still be happy? Yes, I can be happy because I consider the heart of God. I look at God's heart and I'm chasing His heart so that His heart and my heart can be one. If you can answer that, then I'm telling you, becoming a man will become easier. You'll get more fulfillment and the fruit of your life will be visible to all. And that's what manhood's all about. So let me say this. You're doing great, right? Chapter 12. Chapter 12 is awesome. We're getting there. We're towards the end. Keep journaling. Keep working hard at this. I just know this is paying off. I know that it's bearing great fruit. And we will pick up with chapter 13, which is another unbelievable chapter and a whole other turn that we're getting ready to see in the life of Saul and his kingship. So God bless and take care.